Sansone Jr., 66 Auto Mall, 66 MVP, and the Shore Sports Network are proud to support the teams and Shore Conference football. To enter to win a remote starter from 66 MVP, simply text MVP to 89,000.
Couple of quick scores to pass along here. One, a surprise. Central Regional had the big win last week, trying to do it again. They lead St. John Vianney 6-0. Long Branch is on top of Wall. That one 4-0. No score right now between Mattawan and Raritan after one quarter of play.
Did you say 4-0?
14.
Oh, 14-0. Okay.
Second down and long as we get back to work here. Start of quarter number two. Indians lead the Mariners 6-3. Berry on his own read. Option play off the right side. Spins his way forward and jukes his way to the 30, to the 25-yard line before Mike Sywick will make the tackle.
Third down at about 5, and we are clearly in four down territory, Matt.
And third and 5 here from the Mariner 25. Berry wants to throw. Flush in the pocket. Rolls left. Finds some more time. Will buy a little bit more going right. Now coming back left. Finally letting it go, but out of bounds to no one. Nice coverage sack that time. Not a sack, but an incompletion.
Yeah, Berry was juking in the backfield, but could not find an open receiver. Good job by the North defensive backs. And that'll force South into a fourth down and 5. Just underway here in the second quarter. The Indians on the board early off an interception. Return and set up, but missed the extra point. North bounces back with a field goal. We're 6-3 South.
Fourth down and 5. Four down territory. It will be the Indians to go for it, trying to keep their drive alive. Movement. No flag. Those guys can move. They just have to reset. Both Kosh and Sosa got going. Nobody crossed the line of scrimmage. And both will reset. Berry with the play clock winding down. Now a flag is out. Backwards lateral pass thrown. Well, they say that's an incomplete. Now we'll get an illegal shift call. It was one of the sloppier things you'll see tonight.
That was not exactly well orchestrated. That will not please offensive coordinator Matt Martin.
I also think that was backwards.
I thought so too, Ed. I thought that was easy.
Yeah, but they're going to decline the penalty.
Sure they are.
It was a fourth down, but I thought that was definitely backwards. I'm right on the line of scrimmage.
Another scoring update for you. Wall has gotten on the board. They now trail Long Branch by a score of 14-7.
So the Mariners will take over first and 10 on their own 25-yard line.
Central Regional has their lead cut in half. They lead St. John Vianney 6-3. Now on a first and 10 for Mike Husney, who just got 3 on the board for his offense. He'll open up with a spread set and motion Asante Moore across the formation. Jet sweep set up. Moore will have it. Late flag comes out, thrown by the referee after a 12-yard pickup. Khalil Green, who made the tackle. This is holding on Toms River North.
And Matt, I'm going to guess that holding might not have even been where the play was, because as you said, it was late. Moore was already through the line of scrimmage. But of course, what we don't know is sometimes that hole was created by the hole. So they'll march that one back after a good-looking first down play for the Mariners. It'll be first down and long.
Turns out to be about a 7-yard penalty.
Spot foul.
Yep, so thrown 3 yards over the line of scrimmage. First and 17 with 11:14 to go here in the second quarter. It'll be an empty backfield set. Now Moore will motion back with Husney. I think we had a clock. The scoreboard went out.
Clock went out.
There we go. Back on.
I hope they got the time set up. Because right now it's at 12.
It's 0-0, too. We're going to take the points off the board and start all over again.
11-14. I got it, Sig. 11-14. 11-14.
11-14. 11-14. 11-14 on the clock.
Nice job, Ed and Matt. Great coordination there.
Ed, you and I, peas and carrots.
Amazing. Such the odd man out here.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a Yankee fan. That's what it is.
It's I won't comment.
The anti-Jeter.
No, you've been pro. You've been good about it. First down and long here. Jet sweep coming now to the near side. Parker Day tripped up short of the 20-yard line, right around the 20 yards, so about a 3-yard pickup. Tyshawn Alexander with the tackle. We played a minute here. It is Toms River South 6, Toms River North 3.
Sure, one of the things the staff discussed for the Mariners was we've got to get Parker Day the ball a little more. He already has as many touches tonight as he did all last week. He only had 4.
Brick with a 14-0 lead right now late in the first quarter against Toms River East.
Green Dragons just rolling. Big one for them next Saturday night at Jackson Memorial.
Brick Memorial is beating Lacey 7-6 at the end of one.
Four wide receiver set. Husney will get it and run a quarterback draw up the middle. Gets back close to the original line of scrimmage, but not quite there. This is going to be third down and long. A down that is not super favorable for Toms River North. The main reason is that they have to throw against the secondary, which will now bring Tymer Berry back in as the nickel man.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Berry in the game on every kind of passing situation. Didn't even play defense last week against Toms River East because it was a running attack. But tonight's a different story, and as Ed said, he's been matched up with the senior tight end, really more of a wideout tight end for Toms River North, Jordan Craig. Came in with 4 catches for 71 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Got an equipment issue with Tyshawn Alexander that will have to come out.
Tyler Sosa will take his place.
Looks like a helmet issue.
Yes, it is.
Love the 1978 Afro look that Alexander has down there on the field.
Link Hayes from Mod Squad.
9.5 minutes to go. Here's pressure coming. Husney does a great job to elude one man. Gonna tuck it and run. Get hit. Drilled out of bounds by Jaden Kosh. Hang on to the football, and with the spot, however, he will have a first down.
And a good job as well by Asante Moore to peel back and throw a good block that may have been the difference between a fourth down and a first down.
Husney got up quick and sprinted to midfield. When he got to midfield, he was on his way to get the play. He stopped, bent over, and took a couple of deep breaths. That was a very hard hit.
Wanted to make sure all the body parts were still there.
Legal clean hit, though, right on the sideline. Husney will give it here to Moore. Off tackle to the left side. Stacked up and then dropped at the 42-yard line by Cotillo.
Well, let's be honest. The Mariner offensive line doing a better job now. There is some room. Moore on first down gets 5. They'll take that all night long.
Second and 5 coming up. Clock continuing to move. Think of in a game of possession where that could be a misleading stat. You'd have to think Toms River North wants to hang onto the football and keep the Indian offense off as much as they can. Donovan across the formation. Double tight end set. Give up the middle is to Parker Day. Day gets hit and then nice wrestling maneuver tackle by Khalil Green that time. About a 4-yard pickup. Make it 3rd and 1.
Well, the difference now, Matt, as opposed to earlier game, tackles being made by DBs and linebackers. It was the guys up front dominated the first series or two. That's not the case right now.
Mariners will alternate 3 or 4 players on just about every play. Tough on the defense when that happens.
Yeah, 3rd and 1 here with a 4 wide receiver set. Blitz is coming. Husney looking for a spot off the edge. He's got a first down and more. Look at the leg drive by the sophomore down to the 45-yard line into Toms River North territory. I think a flag came out on the near side right in front of the Indian bench. With a player down as well. I could have swore I saw a yellow marker come out.
Jimmy Allen.
You are correct, Matt. Excuse me, Kev.
Jimmy Allen is the player who's down on the field and will be attended to by Deb Moranti, the athletic trainer here at Toms River South. You know, Matt, it didn't come into play because of what it was a running play, but as you said, they came out in the 4 wide receiver. Craig and another north receiver were on the side closest on the south side. There was only one defensive back. Tymir Berry was only the guy that came out to cover. If they had ever run a passing play, they would have had two guys down the field, one defensive back. Somebody would have been open. See, no indication of a penalty.
It's a sideline warning, guys, on the Indians.
The now basically every game comes with the sideline warning.
Well, what we should see by the end of the half, we'll see one on Tom's
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's what it usually is. Well, Allen's getting up. That's a good sign. He's an important player. Goes both ways. 6'3", 285-pound senior. Defensive tackle and offensive guard. A little slow walking off the field.
A couple quick scores to relay on. Mattawan now leads 6-0 over Raritan. Manasquan with a 7-0 edge on Holmdel. Then after the first quarter of play, Red Bank Catholic 7, Neptune 0.
How about the fact, Kev, did you tell Matt about Steve Antonucci's freshman son dressing tonight for the Manasquan Big Blue Warriors?
Asante Moore in motion. He'll get a jet sweep near side. Get down inside the 40-yard line, close to the 38. Tackle made by Cotillo. He doesn't have to tell me now, Ed. You just did.
Right. That's something special. And Steve was there about 4:30 getting his seat in the bleacher. We asked him last night, Matt, where he was scouting tonight. He says, no, there's no scouting. I'll be at the Manasquan game, and that's when he told us that.
And you know what? Good for him.
Oh, great, great move. He was beaming last night.
Second down. Let's call it a long three. Good drive by Tom Zimmernor. Donovan motioning across from right to left. The give up the middle will be to Moore. Bounces off a host of tacklers in the middle. Lowers the shoulder. Keeps the leg drive going inside the 20. 15. Breaks a 10. He is in for a touchdown. What a run by Asante Moore. 37-yard touchdown run. The Indians look stunned as the Mariners have taken the lead.
Well, that's a young man. You got to wrap and bring down. There was a lot of arm tackling, and I mean, he just ran through it. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage. Kept the legs going. You know, you guys saw him a couple of weeks ago. I did not. What a combination of strength and speed this young man is.
That's about as good a run as you're going to see all year. That was a tremendous effort. Three or four times South had him, but you can't get a guy like that up top. You got to get a leg.
He's good size, too. 5'10", 215. Low snap here for Beha. He will drill it, however, off to the left and not connect on what would have been a big extra point. 9-6 is the score in favor of Tom Zimmernor. 6:53 to go in this opening half. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard, and Brick is one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net.
Clock has gone awry again. It now has restarted everything. They've taken the score off. They put 12 minutes back on the clock and set it to the first quarter.
Tonight's game, of course, is presented by our partners, Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above. Thanks to our friends from the Jersey Mike's on Route 9 in Bayville for providing the pregame nosh for the Shore Sports Network staff.
Kevin and Matt, excuse me, 6:53 on the clock.
6:53. Yikes.
We're having all kinds of scoreboard problems. Maybe next time you can write it down and just hand it.
Maybe I'll just put it here and I'll operate it.
You can do that. Hey, listen, you got everything else going tonight.
Technical guru tonight.
You are amazing, I'll tell you what. And to think you were at the Yankee game last night and didn't get a lot of sleep.
It was quite an atmosphere. Good one here tonight also. Always is when these teams play. Stands, there's not a seat to be had on either side. And dare I say, on the north side of things,
this is about as good
10 deep all the way around from 30 to 30.
This is about as big a crowd as I've seen here at South in a long time. Even more so than the playoff game against Shawnee last
Back there. That's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
Yep.
There's a lot of people walking around, too.
Yep.
Well, listen, I mean, it's north and south, and it's an absolutely incredibly beautiful final Friday night of September.
And it's week three. I think that, you know,
sure
kind of adds to it a little bit. It's not late in the season where maybe a team's out of it. You obviously would like both teams to be in it, but at this point, this is a huge game for Toms River North, and they have come to play tonight, leading 9-6.
Boy, their last couple of drives have been very impressive. A lot of credit to the offensive line and the play calling as well.
Here's Alessandro Imperial to kick off. From the 40, five on either side, right smack dab in the middle of the field, drills this one low. Same man will make the tackle and then get hit hard. Tomaszek running downfield, special teams tackle. Credit Jeremiah Lonegren just hanging on to the football. Took it off the bounce with his head down. Does get it to the 30-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for Toms River South. Interesting spot here. A little adversity for the Indians first time this season.
You know, they had a little early against Donovan Catholic. But you know, that was early in the game, and that was an opponent that really was an inferior opponent. Nothing against the Griffins, but a different team. But they've sort of gotten punched in the mouth a little bit here. Let's see how they respond.
That's a good terminology, Kevin. It's exactly what happened. North is taking it to the Indians up front.
First down and 10. Berry operates from the shotgun. Will give it to Khalil Green, who is dropped for a small gain. Small meaning about a half a yard. That's it. Host of Mariners on the tackle, led by Christian Lynch, the junior outside linebacker. Copes there as well. Second and 9. Clock continuing to move. It's been a well-played first half. Good flow to the game on second and 9. Option to the left. Green fumbles the football, and it is handled by North.
Mariners do have it, no question about it.
Bounced right off of Green's hands onto the turf and into a white jersey. Number 54, Christian Lynch, pulls it away, and the stands on the far sideline erupt. And just like that, the Mariners back in scoring position.
And another punch in the mouth. This is a far different football team than, Ed, you saw last week against Brick Memorial.
No doubt.
And now they've got a chance. They'll start at the Indian 30-yard line following the fumble. And a chance to add to their 9-6 lead.
This is great field position and a major opportunity for Toms River North. Husney brings the offense back on. Tight power set, double wing formation off to the left side. Moore, stretch play that way, cuts back at midfield and makes his way down inside the 25 to the 24. Rodriguez, one of the D tackles on the stop.
But 6 yards on first down. Seems to me that one of the things that's happened, Ed, the Toms River North offensive line is winning the battle up front.
Oh, without a doubt. That ball, that time Moore was stopped at the line of scrimmage and just kept driving his legs, picked up 7 yards. You get 7 yards on first down against this Indian defense, you're in good shape.
Second down and 3. 5.5 to go first half. 9-6 the score, Mariners. Husney, same formation, busted play, going to run for his life off the right side, make a move, good speed, 20, run out of bounds, inside the 19-yard line. That will be a first down. Good job of improvising that time by the sophomore.
Yeah, halfback went the other way. Husney left with nothing but the football, but again, his quickness, he was able to recover quickly, break it outside, and get the first down to the Indian 19-yard line.
The Mariners will take their time. They'll send Calvin Jackson, second tight end, into the game. Put one on either side. Donovan has the H-back. Single set is Moore. He'll get it. Tripped as he got the handoff. Keeps his footing. And works his way down to the 16-yard line for a gain of 3. Maybe closer to the 15. 3.5-yard pickup.
Well, as we said before, guys, points off of turnovers. You've got to execute. Once you get a turnover, especially if you're inside of your opponent's territory, as North did, taking over on the 30 with the fumble recovery.
That'll take that a step further, especially if you are the underdog in a game, which the Mariners are. You've got to cash in on stuff just in case the Indians go on one of those kind of patented take over a scoring drive or two. Toms River North will use a timeout here. We'll break as well. 4:43 to go in the second quarter. Toms River North 9, Toms River South 6. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For game results over the weekend, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Our football scoreboard is presented by Brielle Orthopedics, proud to support the Shore Conference. Visit BrielleOrtho.com.
We welcome you back here. Second quarter, 4:43 to go. Husney gets the snap. Slow developing play. Moore, though, will break a tackle on the jet sweep. Bounces way down inside the 15. Stay on his feet and get close to the 11. Boy, he is a hard, hard runner. Full display of his talents right there.
Well, as Ed said before, Ed, you can't tackle this guy high.
No, you can't. And by the way, Moore, with that 5-6 yard run, currently at 105 yards on the night already. 105 for Moore.
Very impressive performance by the junior.
10-0 RBC over Neptune. By the way, Donovan in motion, tight ends either side. Parker Day will come in, change of pace back, trying to fall forward, get the first down. He will, down to about the 8-yard line where it'll be first and goal. Dashaun Alexander making the tackle. Jake Iavita, a little slow to get up for Toms River South on that stop. Now he will check out.
I don't think Jimmy Allen has returned to the game now. He's sitting right here on the bench. They've run a couple different D tackles in. They miss him.
Two tight ends set. Again, a counterplay set up for Day off the left side. Day much different as a runner. He'll get to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard as opposed to Moore. Here's their size. Moore 5'10", 215. Parker Day 5'9", 180. And if he's 5'9", 180, I'm 5'9". And I am not 5'9".
And Moore is 215. Seems like it's all waist down. Got big, strong legs and has really, really been impressive here as we hit the three-minute mark in the first half with North leading South 9-6 and threatening.
Looking for Moore right now. Double tight end set. Michael Fayone one side, Jackson on the other. Here's the give to Moore. Slip move down inside. Score! Touchdown! 7-yard quick run for Asante Moore. He threw it into another gear with a pretty move off left end. He has taken this football game over a little bit with his offensive line. Make it 15-6 with 2:45 to go. Ed, this resembles the team we saw in week one, not the team you saw last week.
You got that right, exactly. I'm very impressed by the Mariners and how they recovered from that upset loss last week.
Carrington, the holder, copes the long snapper. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up off the foot of Beha, and it is good. 16-6, a 10-point spread. We step out here for 30 seconds with 2:45 to go in the half. We welcome you back right after this quick timeout on the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Quite an impressive performance by the visiting Mariners of Toms River North so far. 16-6 to score. Asante Moore has a couple of touchdowns here on the last couple of drives. A 37-yarder and a 7-yarder to make it now 16-6. Kevin, extremely important. We mentioned it. Cashing in on that turnover. That's exactly what the Mariners did.
And they did. And Toms River South is back on their heels a little bit. And they've also taken the crowd out of the game. The momentum clearly has turned. 2:45 here left in the first half. Let's see what the Indians do. To me, the difference is the North offensive and defensive line, who I thought were dominated the first few minutes of the game, have turned things around. And especially on first down, Tymier Berry is only getting a yard or two on offense. Not the 8 or 9 or 10 he's been accustomed to the first couple of weeks. This is really the first strong opponent Toms River South has faced, and they find themselves on the short end late in the first half.
And so far they do. A lot of football game left to be played. It'll be Imperial to kick off. The big fella puts the ball middle part of the 40-yard line.
That jersey looks a little tight, doesn't it?
A little snug. We'll let it this time go off to his right. Bobbled snap, picked up, carrying it like a loaf of bread right now is Marquise Alexander.
And he fumbles.
And he fumbles it. Scramble for it. I think the Indians got it back, and they did.
Boy, somebody ought to have a talk with him, how he was carrying the football.
Nick Page just saved his bacon a little bit, holding on to that football.
Oh, my goodness. He had the ball in one hand.
The whole time.
Very dangerous there.
By the way, Kev, I'll just make one slight correction that you said before. The outcome so far as taking the home crowd out of the game because it is raucous over here on the visiting north sideline. Full stands, full sidelines, players are into the game. It's amazing what a few touchdowns will do.
Barry, option play this time to the left. We'll keep it to the near side, get out over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Tackle made by Copes and Lewis. Scoring update for you from up in northern Monmouth County, Shore Regional with a 7-0 advantage on Keensburg. Now it's Central Regional 12, St. John Vianney 10.
That's interesting.
On second and three, Berry will motion Sosa. Give it up the middle to Green. He's got space. Look out. At midfield to the 40. Now a foot race. 35-30. 25-20. He is caught from the backside and pulled down inside the 20-yard line. Mark it at the 18. Big run by Khalil Green.
Yeah, it was Lewis who finally brought him down, but like a shot out of a cannon, Khalil Green, who really hasn't carried it all that much tonight. Had the fumble before, but has only got a few touches, but made the most of that one.
First down and 10 for Berry. Green will check out on this play. Alexander in as the tailback. Option this time to the left. Berry, nice little fake move. Hangs onto the football. Bounces away down inside the 5. And will get dropped into 4. That's a good job of carrying the football by Tymir Berry.
Boy, how quick the Indians come right back and talk about being able to steal that momentum back before halftime. You get a late score here, and you'll jog off that field feeling pretty good about yourself. Green will check back in. First down and goal.
Clock winding. We're at 75 seconds remaining. Stick around to the half. We'll try and take you through as many scores as we can. We'll have tons of times for the Ed Saraluka interview. It's homecoming night here tonight for Tom's Over South. Spread formation look here. Look at the splits of the offensive line. Berry will keep it. Look for a spot up the middle. Hit it to 1. Trying to push forward. They will mark it just at the 1-yard line, just outside the 1-yard line with now 45 seconds and the clock continuing to move.
Yeah, it's funny. They're trying to push the pile. Part of the pile, though, with 6'3", 315-pound Adam Kakar. There's not too many people who are pushing him back.
Timeout has been taken by the Indians with 35 seconds. Want to make sure they get the right play call in here. We'll keep it with less than 45 seconds to go here. 16-6, the advantage for Tom Zimmerman. That's why, Kevin, you think about it. North gets that turnover. They translate it into points. And you say you've got to take advantage of things like that as the underdog, as the visitor, because you never quite know when Tom's River North will erupt for a big play like Khalil Green did. And short of 2 minutes later, they're down looking for their own touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. This game has now got a little ebb and flow to it, back and forth. It was South early, then North, and now South with a chance here to get points on the board before halftime. This is a very entertaining football game. As many people expected. And it is, the first time Tom's River South has really faced a stiff challenge, where if you think about it, North has been in a couple of battles already. They certainly, I know they won their opener against Lacey quite handily, but not going into that game did anyone think that. And then, of course, the last-second loss to Brick Memorial, maybe a little more battle-tested.
35 seconds to go, first half. 10-point spread right now as the Mariners up 16-6, back against the wall. Second and 2 from just outside the 1-yard line. Wide splits again for the offensive line. Berry and Green in the backfield. Sosa in motion. Berry keeps it. Berry down near the goal line. Got in for the score. Just barely. Adam Kakar, the big guy you just talked about, very unhappy with the call. Felt like Berry did not break the plane, and it will be six on the board for the Indians.
Well, we've got no video review, so it doesn't matter what Adam thought. It's what the referee did, and the arms went in the air. Just barely got in, but it doesn't matter. It's six, as you said. They botched the first extra point. Let's see if Schiffer can nail this one.
Matt Schiffer, a lefty kicker. Good snap. Good hold. Drifting right, but good. 27 seconds to go. The game tightening up just a bit. Score right now, 16-13. 27 seconds to go in the half. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
And that's where you'll also find our football picks each and every weekend. Our picks are presented by Gold Coast Cadillac, located on Route 35 in Oakhurst, a half mile south of the Monmouth Mall. After a couple of weeks, Ed Sarluka sits atop the leaderboard with the prognostications. How long do you think that'll...
Up two on the field, I think?
I believe he is.
There's not a whole lot that's going to change this week. We had very similar picks, all five of us did this week. So I would think he'll probably be up top again next week.
That Saraville-Manalapan game is the big one.
27 seconds to go. Pooch kick, second level. Handled and then dropped quickly by Tom Zivernoris of Sante Moore. And he will fall forward, get to the 27. 21 seconds to go. You would think good chance to just take a knee and get out of here if you're Tom Zivernoris. You've played a whale of a football game so far. No reason to chance anything at this point.
Matt, I would agree. I think you do victory formation. You take one knee and you get out of here and you get into the locker room at halftime. You got 25 minutes, so you discuss any changes at that time. Although Husney not in victory formation.
He is not. He will get the snap and he will give it to Parker Day, who will go off tackle left side. With now 12 seconds left. Clock winding down. I never quite understand that. If that's the play you're going to run, just take a knee.
I agree, Matt. But Ed's going to try and get Dave Ozowitz as he heads to the locker room.
Checking with the referee right now, as far as time is concerned.
Hold here for just a second. Wait for Ed to grab Coach O. Gotta love what his team has done so far in this game. Luch.
Coach, you got to be happy with the way the first half has turned out. I thought you punched him in the mouth up front and dominating up front.
Well, not too happy with the way the half ended there. I mean, we had control of the... We didn't throw the interception early. I mean, we've really been in control of the game. We let them back in. But, yeah, I think we're winning the war in the trenches as the quarter went on, as the half went on. And we just got to continue to do that. That's our plan. Be physical, hold the football, keep it away from their explosive offense. We just got to play a little better defense. We played really good defense first half. We just got to do a little better job of that and not turn the ball over.
Very impressive with Asante Moore, 110 yards in the first half. He's running tough.
Yeah, I mean, we got three-headed monster at running back, you know, between Husney, Day, and Moore. And this is what we expect out of our kids.
Good luck in the second half,
buddy.
Dave Ozowitz. His Mariners have come to play tonight.
This has been, Kevin, a very impressive performance. And dare I say that you triggered this change in what was going on. You had said at one point the Mariners need to start dominating the line of scrimmage or winning the war in the trenches. And since that point, it really has gone that way. It started with a couple of runs from Asante Moore, but it's just been a different little mindset that it seems like Tom Zivernoris has after they went down 6-0 and then kind of rallied from there.
No, Matt, I agree. And again, it's the game is won up front more often than not. And Tom Zivernoris has done a really good job there. I alluded to the fact that, you know, four of their five offensive linemen are underclassmen. That's usually a tough spot to have four underclassmen. I think those guys have done a great job. And, of course, Asante Moore's refusal to go down at first contact has been another key. And I am sure Ron Signorino, senior and junior at halftime, will be stressing to the defense, gang tackling, swarm to the ball, and grab that guy low.
Moore is certainly leading the game tonight in what key category that we like to talk about?
yards after contact.
Yak, we would say. 13 on the board for the Indians, 16 on the board for the Mariners. 3-point advantage for the visiting Tums River North squad. Let's step out. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have scores, interviews, talk about this one a little bit more, get you set for the start of half number two. 16-13, our score, Crosstown Rivals Civil War Edition. We're back in 2 minutes with our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.